Yeah, I think it was important we replaced Viv with some pedigree. It was also, I think, probably a nice change in one for the boys. If we hired somebody towards the end of their coaching career, it might be too much of a contrast for the boys to take. So I think with somebody young and vibrant coming in, fresh and full of energy, it's the way forward.
As I understand it, there were 8 candidates, really. What made Andy stand out from the crowd?
I think immediately we sort of relaxed into what was supposed to be a 45-minute interview, and an hour and a half we were still sat there, and I think we got through the first couple of rugby stories. So it was just an instant bond there, and then we sort of got onto styles of play, his understanding of the game, and it's already aligned with what we're doing. And his ethos is to sort of see what you've got and then tailor his training towards that, which I think is important. We can't try and go about reinventing the wheel. It's at short notice, really. As we settled into a league last year, and I think second year is going to have its own troubles without trying to change our style of play.
It strikes me it's mutually beneficial, really. Obviously, he's looking to start his career, and for the reasons you've just given, he fits in very well with your plans.
Yeah, and that's how he sees it, I think. You know, we're not made of money here, so it's certainly not a financial thing that's attracted him. It's purely that opportunity of starting out, and to start out in a national club side is great.
Now, in terms of attracting new players, I understand you've already got, is it Jimmy Norris has come in, who's also got experience in South Wales. He's going to be an asset, a bit of pace out wide.
Yeah, lots of pace. I mean, we struggled last year. We were good across the board, but we didn't really have any spark or any punch, especially after Christmas when injuries set in. So Jimmy's sort of a target man that will offer that punch, having played Wales Sevens and World Cup winner, etc., etc. He's a big lad as well, so he should be able to handle himself. And it's nice that during his time at Newport Gwent Dragons, he worked with Andy Williams. So hopefully there'll be a bit of that telepathy straight into training and straight into the games, and we'll reap the benefits.
It's the age-old thing, isn't it? Obviously, you don't want to alienate the players you've got here and who've done so well for you, but yet, probably, if you're going to kick on, you need, 3, 4, 5 new faces, perhaps?
Yeah, possibly. I think we used 40 players in the end last year, and if I can just get those 40 players fit and conditioned so they could last a bit longer in the season. I mean, last year was a freak year for injuries, and I think it showed the step-up in standard that we lost so many. But if we get those players fit, then we'll have plenty to choose from throughout the season without bringing too many in.
If you do opt to bring maybe one or two in, though, Andy clearly will have some decent contacts.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's living in South Wales and working with the Ospreys in the day. And he's obviously still got strong links in Worcestershire and throughout the Premiership from his years playing. So if tasked with finding a player, he'll have plenty of contacts to start looking at.
Do you still have the link with Stourbridge that you had last season?
We did, yeah. I'm not sure as to the strength of that as yet. I think last year it didn't really kick off until late August when they played their pre-season games and they were trying to slimline their squad from their summer training. But I'm still on good terms with Neil Mitchell and the guys at Stourbridge, so hopefully that'll happen again.